this week we have Yom Tov, and because Yom Tov is Friday Shabbat, we have to prepare an Eruv Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov, and that will enable us to be halachically permitted to cook and prepare food on Friday for Shabbat. In general, one's not allowed to prepare food on Yom Tov for the next day, even if the next day's Yom Tov, and one can prepare food the next day because it's Yom Tov itself. However, here on Shabbat, you obviously can't prepare the food, so there's a need to do it on Friday, which is still Yom Tov, and therefore one does it with an Eruv Tavshilin. That's one takes some cooked food and baked food sets it aside as the beginning of the preparations for Shabbat, and says the relevant bracha as well as the declaration. The poskim point out the declaration is not a tefillah. It needs to be said. It's a declaration of intent, and therefore it needs to be said in a language which the person who's making the Eruv understands. There is a minimum shear for the food in the Eruv. That it needs to be at least a kazayit, but the Achronim point out that in actual fact it should be something respectable. So, perhaps not just one fish ball, but a plate of fish balls and a nice sized challah rather than just a kazayit of bread. There's also a minhag brought down that as far as the bread is concerned, that the challah which has been set aside for the Eruv Tavshilin should be used as the second challah at the Friday night meal, and the second challah again at the Shabbat day meal, and then at Sudash Vishit on Shabbat it's eaten as the part of the Lechem Mishnah, and therefore it's used for many mitzvot. That's if the food for the Eruv goes missing, perhaps a child or something, somebody takes it and eats it by mistake, then you've got a problem. That's unless a kazayit remains. If the challah goes missing, it's not such a problem and you're still allowed to bake. But if the food itself goes missing, then you do have a problem. There is a question in the Achronim about what activities are permitted with the Eruv Tavshilin. Particularly the question comes up, are you allowed to do other forms of preparation from first day Yom Tov, that's sort of from Friday to Shabbat, that's which are essentially hachana but not malacha. So the question comes up, can one fold one's talit on the first day to use it on the second day? Can one roll the Sifrei Torah on Friday so they'll be ready for Shabbat? That's can one rearrange the room or lay the tables or things like that? So this is actually a three-way machlok. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is of the opinion that the Eruv Tavshilin only allows a preparation of food, but not other types of activities. But Rav Vosne in Shevet HaLevi points out that even according to this opinion, that things like laying the table and washing the dishes, they're regarded as food-related preparations. So even though they're not bishul, nevertheless, even according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it would be permissible. The Eliyahu Rabbah holds that the Eruv Tavshilin allows one to do everything. It's specifically mentions that the cooking, ulad luke shiraga, and lighting lights as well, that and everything, all types of preparations from Friday to Shabbat are permitted. Rabbi Akiva Eger is of the opinion that in actual fact you don't need an Eruv Tavshilin for non-food preparation, and even if you didn't have an Eruv Tavshilin, then you could still roll the Sifrei Torah and the like. The Mishnah Brura cites various things in various different points, but it seems that he actually rules like Rabbi Akiva Eger. A further question which comes up, less so this year with social distancing than previous years, but often comes up. Somebody says to me, we're out for both meals on Shabbat, that's even all three meals. We don't need to prepare anything on Friday for Shabbat. Do we still need to make an Eruv Tavshilin? Or indeed the question comes up, somebody is very well organized and Thursday afternoon they're going to have absolutely everything ready for the 2 days of Yom Tov so that they won't have to do anything more than just light the Shabbat candles on Friday afternoon. Everything is in place, everything's already cooked. Do they still need to have an Eruv Tavshilin. So Rav Moshe Sternbach rules that, yes, there's a mitzvah of making an Eruv Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov, even if you're not going to be using it, and you say a bracha over the Eruv Tavshilin. However, others hold that, no, if you're Eruv Tavshilin is only if you need it. That's if you're going to use it. If you're not going to use it, then you don't make an Eruv Tavshilin. It would be a problem to say a bracha. As they suggest that you should leave one thing over, you know, to boil up a pot of water to use for a cup of lemon tea on Friday night or something like that. You do that on Friday afternoon, and therefore you'll set up an Eruv Tavshilin and you'll say a bracha on the Eruv Tavshilin. Adkan.